This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoy mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is in the air. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal to bolster regional security. That's from JTA, reported earlier today. Also, new developments from the IDF stockpile investigation. A pharmacist at the Glilot base is suspected of selling drugs from the stockpile. This comes from Israel Hayom, just in. Also this hour, the IDF launched strikes in Gaza. The military aims to eliminate security threats, reported by Times of Israel earlier today. Separately, a senior Hamas official has been captured in a Gaza operation. The IDF reports local militia carried out the raid without Israeli ground forces. This is detailed by Ynet. And finally, 24 News explores the broader implications of the IDF's latest Gaza operation. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, announced that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. This was posted earlier today. Gideon Saar, former Israeli minister, stated that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel. This decision follows Dutch trade restrictions on Israeli products. His post came in earlier today. Belaz News reports that Dutch diplomats have been ordered to leave Israel. This follows the Netherlands' new legislation against Israeli settlement products. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel and Greece's defense agreement, JTA reports the deal encompasses a multi-layered anti-missile system. This strengthens both nations' defenses against regional threats. The agreement reflects growing military cooperation in the Eastern Mediterranean. Turning to the investigation at the Glilot base, Israel Hayom reveals a pharmacist faces accusations of selling drugs from the IDF stockpile. This activity allegedly spanned 3 years. The case underscores ongoing concerns about security within military installations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details the IDF's recent strikes in Gaza. The military targeted areas to neutralize security threats. This follows a raid by an Israeli-backed militia capturing a Hamas security chief. The operation signals a continued focus on countering Hamas activities in the region. Separately, Ynet reports the capture of a senior Hamas figure in Gaza City. The operation, led by a local militia, was conducted without IDF ground involvement. This marks a strategic shift in how Israel addresses security threats within Gaza. Finally, 24 News discusses the broader significance of these operations. The recent capture and strikes highlight Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's infrastructure. The implications extend beyond immediate security, affecting regional stability and diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, the Bank of Israel has reduced interest rates to 3.25%. Walla Business reports this is the third consecutive rate cut as inflation moderates and growth recovers. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals Osim's new pilot program in Haifa. The initiative aims to charge for bags at self-service checkouts, potentially affecting customer habits. And finally, Globes reports that Extend, an Israeli drone technology firm, begins trading on the NYSE. The company enters the market with a $1.5 billion valuation after merging with a U.S. firm. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.